Republicans kill the $16 billion Senate jobless spending bill. Some people are still spinning and spewing all kinds of words in the wake of that. But I say bravo, and I'll tell you why. In the meantime, Jan Brewer, the governor of Arizona, asks Obama for border plan details. Let's see what kind of details come through. You know that Homeland Security is going to use drones along the border. They're going to start in Texas, and we'll see where they go from there and how successful the drones work. The concern is that they might go off course and crash into planes and helicopters and whatnot. Let's hope that doesn't happen, that there's some misdirection. No misdirection here. We're going straight ahead forward on America Tonight into another weekend. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, happy as always to be the skipper of this little old ship as we navigate through some interesting times, my friends, to say the least. At least there's passion dripping, I think, from every port that I've seen around this country. And that means to me people are alive and they're awake and they're paying attention no matter what your point of view is to what's going on in this country. And that's a good thing. The country was founded on ideas and opinions and beliefs and freedoms. And the more you get a chance to express that and be involved in what's going on, the better for future generations, for your children and for your grandchildren and so on down the line. So remember, left, right, or in between, I don't care. You always have a place to comment and a space here on ATN, 800-259-5791. We're going to jump right into it at the top. First, let's talk about the jobless spending bill. Here's the problem. We go back to the same thing. Are the Republicans blocking everything? Is there really bipartisan cooperation? Can you have bipartisan cooperation? Does anything get passed if you have bipartisan cooperation? Well, that sounds like a silly thing to say, but sometimes the more fighting and the partisan over the years, if you see some really tough legislation, that's how ultimately it gets through. In this case, the Democrats say this is all about a GOP block, and the 57-41 vote fell 3 votes short of the 60 you need to crack the Republican filibuster. It's a big blow to the president and to the Democrats because of some of the races that they're facing right now in the House and some of the Senate seats in these midterm elections. So the rejected bill would have given $16 billion in money to states who were trying to preserve jobs of thousands of state and local government workers, and also give what the White House was calling an insurance policy against this double-dip recession. And it included some tax breaks by business lobbyists were looking for and tax increases on domestically produced oil and on investment fund managers. Ultimately, the demise means that the governors are going to have to make some tough choices and probably come up with more budget cuts and tax hikes on their own and layoffs with some of the state workers, probably. Now, the Democrats are furious. Like Max Baucus from Montana says, this is a bill that would remedy serious challenges that American families face as a result of the Great Recession. And the bill, what happened, it was pared back. There were a lot of negotiations with your more moderate Republicans, like Olympia Snow and Susan Collins, both of them. And the latest version contained some cuts to food stamps and also pushed back the state aid provisions to allow the Democrats to claim that the measure was fully paid for except for the unemployment insurance extension. So what does it all mean in a nutshell? It would have added, and I agree with this, it would have added lots of new taxes and over $30 billion on top of a $13 trillion national debt. And at some point, you just got to cut it. And this had to be the place to cut it based on some of the things that were going to be thrown in this measure. So the latest draft would have added too much to the deficit, too much, even though it was down a little bit from when it first came to the floor. And it became one of those catch-all things. It's like the drains that we talk about, the incredible drains that you want when you're waiting in your shower. I love the sound of that. It's true. I mean, is it not the worst feeling? I hate to say it, but it happens. I have long hair. And everybody's always cleaning out, that's probably too much information, everybody's always cleaning out those drains. You're just drowning in it, right? Well, we're drowning in this deficit, so this measure would have had farm disaster aid, it would have had youth summer job initiatives, it would have had a bond program, and it would also have a new tax on investment fund managers that I mentioned, but then there would be tax breaks for other businesses when it came to finance research and developing new products and whatnot. So this was a slippery slope that they kept going down, I think, in the Senate, and then ultimately decided enough was enough. And it also included money to settle a class action lawsuit that was brought against black farmers against the Ag Department for discrimination, and another by American Indians involving the government's management and accounting of 300,000 trust accounts. So this is going to hurt some that have been unemployed for a very long time. More than 1.2 million people have lost their jobless benefits. They'll be expired at the beginning of the month. But it goes back to the same thing with the taxes and with the crazy, crazy deficit and where it would have ended up. This was not, the Democrats said they bent over backwards to accommodate the demands by the Republicans, but it sure didn't look that way to me when I went through the various elements of what was on the tables. And it's done. It's not to be, and I think there's going to be a lot of backbiting, like there already isn't on the Hill. There was no backbiting. In fact, it was a spirit of cooperation, and why it was a big day for the Apple folks, because the man who rides in crazy wave of popularity due to his product, Steve Jobs, introduced a new one. Check out what he had to say about it.
It's got these integrated antennas right in the structure of the phone. It's never been done before.
All right, and that would be the iPhone 4. And so this new iPhone, it has exactly what Steve Jobs said. The problem is some people are having trouble with reception with the new antenna. And the funny thing is it's like an event. It reminds me of a Jimmy Buffett concert, or a while ago people would talk about the Grateful Dead concerts and how they would follow the Grateful Dead around. He's like that guy. He's like the Oracle. And whatever it is he produces, people want a piece of it. They want a slice of it. They'll line up. They'll sleep on the sidewalk for 2 days just so they can be the first person to get in the store and make sure that they get one. And, hey, they're running out. They're going to sell millions and millions of these things. And if they have to tweak them a little bit, they will. For more on that and some other odds and ends, you can go to americatonight.net, click on the blog, and I talk about some of the problems with the iPhone 4. Coming up, our cheap movie review next, right here on ATM.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are the majority of your assets tied up in the stock or bond market? If so, are those assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax. Inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, the time is now. Gold is at an all-time high and continues to move up. I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237 at extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237. 237 extension 108.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
How about the story about Jack Abramoff, you know, the disgraced lobbyist? You know the whole story about Abramoff, right? Went to prison, squealed big time. Now he works in a Baltimore pizza joint. No kidding. I mean, this guy was rolling in the do-re-mi, and, of course, he was rolling in the dough because he was taking money, and then he was seducing other people to take money. And disgraced is not the word. He was a power broker. I mean, he was what he was doing led to the conviction of a congressman. I mean, he was released from a minimum security prison camp on June 8th. He served 3.5 years for fraud, corruption, and conspiracy. Then he went to a halfway house in Baltimore. He's under supervision at this point. Doesn't get out of there till December 4th. Before all this, he owned a kosher restaurant in Washington, and then he ended up being a guy who, like I said, was a power broker and knew everybody and anyone. And specifically, what he was sentenced to was a fraudulent casino deal, and he got sentenced for all of that. And his scandal led to the convictions of Congressman Bob Ney in Ohio, who acknowledged taking money from Abramoff. And then there were a couple of other people that fell as a result. There was another guy who was a procurement officer in the Bush administration, and then there were a bunch of aides who also got in trouble in that scandal. But when you fall in Washington, you fall hard, and a lot of times you end up doing the prison thing. And he was one of those guys who fell hard, no question about it. Speaking of that, before we move on to fun stuff, to the movies, there's just a couple of quick movies we'll review for you. That the story, if we rewind from the whole week, was over McChrystal, right? And the fact that now Petraeus is stepping in, and that was ba-boom, ba-boom. It was just 1, 2, 3, step. 1, 2, 3, step. You know, it's like the dance move. 1, 2, 3, step, and we're back on to the Potomac 2-step. 1, 2, 3. So now what's interesting is MoveOn.org forever had on their site an ad that really slammed Petraeus, calling him General Betrayus. And now he's it's all love and kisses for Petraeus. And let's see how long that lasts. And I think he'll, because he's the guy who bridges both worlds, I think that's what he's going to do. And because he bridges both worlds, a lot of people are concerned he's just going to toe the line. He's going to be really different from McChrystal, who was butting heads with a lot of people in the administration. He didn't get along with a lot of people in the White House, and that was obviously spewed by his aides who got a little bombed and just couldn't help themselves. But, you know, that whole loose lips thing, that's exactly what brought down the four-star general. It's crazy to think that, you know, 2 weeks ago, it didn't look like he was going to lose the command, even if they were butting heads, and even if there was going to be a change in some kind of strategy. If I had said, it looks like there's going to be a big shakeup and one of the four-star generals is going to go and leave his command, you would never, I don't know, you just would have never thought it was going to be McChrystal, because he loved doing the job he did and he loved being the lead guy in Afghanistan. I don't know that Petraeus is going to feel quite the same way, because he was running everything. And now he's got that one piece of really troubled real estate. Hey, we're going to reward you. And how we're going to reward you is you got to fill in the gaps for us over there in Afghanistan. People know who you are. And you're the familiar face that we're going to put up there instead of digging into our obscure file of generals. All right, let's head to our movie review. And the first movie that we look at is a movie called, and you're going to recognize a lot of voices in this one, it's called Grown Ups.
In 1978, they were the best of friends.
Everybody say championship.
Now, they're getting back together for the first time in over 30 years.
Remember the guy I always tell you about, Rob?
Of course. Oh, and this will be your mother.
My wife.
I'm sorry.
I'm not. Oh, Grody.
From Columbia Pictures, they're meeting each other's families.
Look at this.
Wow. Ooh, a porch swing. I know what I'm doing this weekend.
Yeah.
Oh. Learning about their kids.
Mommy, I want some milk.
Come here. Give me a little something.
Your son is so cute. How old is he?
48 months. That's 4. Yeah.
And showing them how it's done.
That's it. No more video games. No more cell phones from now on. Stay outside and play.
What are we supposed to do?
You see a rope and a lake, and that doesn't make you want to go nuts?
Class is in session.
Over there.
July! This was a mistake!
Let go! I can't let go! I'm done yet!
Sandler, Kevin James, Chris Rock, David Spade, Rob Schneider, and Salma Hayek.
What do you want to do today?
Anything.
What was your favorite thing to do when you were 12?
Ooh, well, I can't do that.
On June 25th.
Dad, are you making a sissy? You know they put a chemical in the pool that turns urine blue.
No, it's an old wives' tale, sweetie.
Oh, my God!
Corona.
All right, you recognize those names. You got Adam Sandler and Kevin James and Chris Rock and David Spade and Rob Schneider and Selma Hayek and Maria Bello's in it and Maya Rudolph's in it. And the common denominator is they're all friends in real life besides movie life and decided to do a movie together. And this movie actually would be, I think, a pretty funny comedy. It's gotten decent reviews. So I say you go to the Redbox in a couple of months when it's out of the theaters and you don't have to pay $9.50 for opening night. Speaking of night, that's in the title of our next movie. It's called Night and Day.
I want to talk about this guy. Oh, sorry about that.
Excuse me.
He was like some sort of secret agent or something. No, okay.
Hi, June. Maybe I didn't make it clear enough, but we're going to have to stick together.
I'm sorry. Who are you?
This is the guy.
I'm the guy.
The guy. I'm the guy.
Yes.
For your own
listen,
safety.
Whatever happens.
Please stay in the booth.
What are you talking about?
Everybody get down.
No one follows us, or I kill myself and then her.
Run it, run it.
Shot you through and through. No bone, nowhere near the film lottery. It's all good.
I get a promotion.
You good?
Some people are going to come looking for you now.
They'll tell you I'm mentally unstable and violent and dangerous. It'll all sound very convincing.
I'm already convinced.
Till a week ago, Roy Miller was the most trusted covert agent in the world.
What happened a week ago?
Full-blown break with reality. Why didn't he kill you?
I think he liked me.
Hey, dude! It's a beautiful dress! One second.
Out there on your own. Your life expectancy is like here. With me, it's you. Without me, here. With me, without me. With me, without me.
He's been playing you. He's a spy. That's what he does.
Sorry, it's reflex.
I don't know what to believe.
In my opinion, sometimes things happen for a reason.
Tom Cruise and Cameron Diaz getting lukewarm reviews. This might be another red box moment for you, too. Besides, you'll save a couple of bucks for what it's worth.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field. This non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN, and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow, for the rest of your life.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to tell you about the lemonade that came from the streets of Los Angeles. It's a crazy story. I have a friend, Annie Zadarovich, who's out in L.A., and immediately she was quick on the trigger to start with the squeeze jokes, if you know what I mean. We'll get to that. Plus, financial reform. We were just talking about it with Saul Album and whether or not we're going to see something come down from the hill. And I don't like it. There's a lot of things I don't like about it. I don't think it really protects consumers anyway. And Saul was dead on when he said, ultimately, the banks are going to make you pay more in fees. So, and how about that exchange rate? $25 or $20, the cheapest I think he got for a hamburger in Norway. Maybe our next guest, businesswoman Rachel Gaffney, who's about all things from Ireland, joins us, and she is fresh from the Emerald Isle. Thanks so much for staying up late, because you probably have severe jet lag, to talk to us here on ATN.
Good morning, or good, yes. Yes, well, it is good morning, isn't it? No, it's not.
It is.
Not yet. Hi, Kate.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm a little tired, but I'm okay. I'm hanging in there.
So tell us about, that would be interesting. What's the exchange rate like in Ireland? I heard this is actually a good time to go to Ireland. There's some great rates on flights and stuff. Did you find that the exchange rate was good?
You know, obviously it's still not, you know, the best that it can ever be for Americans, but it's definitely the best it's been for me in years. And
okay.
The last time I was over there was about 3 years ago. I've just been over there for 2 weeks. Traveling around Ireland, and it was I found myself actually purchasing a few little extra accessories to bring home than I would normally have done. So it definitely wasn't as bad, and there was definitely a lot of American tourists over there, so I could definitely sense that I was in Dublin, in Cork, in Wicklow, Belfast, Cavan, Louth, So I covered a few places, and I was meeting a ton of American visitors over there.
Yeah, so that's what I think it is, partially that, too, and the desire to obviously go there. You met some, besides just meeting plain old Americans, you met some interesting people, like the U.S. Ambassador Dan and Patricia Rooney. Tell me about that experience.
Oh, what wonderful people. And you might be a little bit partial to people from that state yourself anyway. Dan Rooney, as everybody knows, Pittsburgh Steelers.
Right.
Dan and Patricia Rooney are based in Phoenix Park in Dublin, where the U.S. Ambassador's residence is. It was absolutely magnificent. And I met with them last Friday. I was with a delegation from an organization called the American Ireland Fund, which is doing absolutely amazing things for what's going on in Ireland and what the reciprocal deals between both countries. It's truly amazing. And so Ambassador Rooney and his wife welcomed us all. There was 270 of us to his residence, and the sun was shining, blue sky. Can you believe it?
No kidding.
And Patricia Rooney, you know, really and truly, she does America proud because she's nothing short of a lady. She's the first lady over there. She's just lovely, and the Irish love her. She's just so lovely, very elegant, you know, really and truly. I thought she was just lovely. And then they were our guests at the National Gallery on Saturday for a dinner. And this was just a wonderful, wonderful experience. It was really fantastic.
And, you know, you talk about this American Fund. You say what's going on between the two countries, between the United States and Ireland. What is going on between the two countries? What are some of the things that you found most interesting?
Well, just really briefly, the American Ireland Fund, obviously the word fund implies money. And the American Ireland Fund is set up to raise funds. It was actually started by Dan Rooney 35 years ago. And this is why we were there. And it was the anniversary, himself and Tony O'Reilly, or should I say Sir Tony O'Reilly. And the two of them started 35 years ago. And the funds that were raised are used to promote culture, peace in Ireland. Some of the programs that it funded is, and we were visiting over there, which was incredible, was the integration. And I just want people to know that the generous donors in the U.S., where the money was actually going, was to fund integrated schools in Belfast. Mm. And we went and visited the integrated schools that, you know, start off with 20 students and now have, you know, 2,000 students, where the Catholic and Protestant children are in school together, you know, working together, marrying each other, and it's just wonderful to see it all happening right now, the peace process, you know. While I was there also, of course, the big, big report came out, which was the talk of Ireland when I was there, which was the Bloody Sunday report. And that has gone a long way towards the sense of healing that I felt in the country while I was there was, you know, and I'm born and raised in Ireland. And so much so that I don't know if you know this, but the big buzz now is that the Queen is going to come visit Ireland next year.
Oh, wow, yeah. I heard that there was a rumor that she might do that, but that's interesting. That's huge.
It's closer than a rumor now, I think, Kate, because, I mean, it's all over the Irish Times newspapers today, yesterday, even down to the regions that she's talking about, and that Taoiseach Brian Cowan is ready to invite her officially, and President Mary McAleese is ready to greet her. So it's wonderful. And the American Ireland Fund, just outside of the peace process, it also funds cultural programs. There were programs where American students can visit Ireland and basically go on some sort of educational sabbaticals. They also announced while I was there in Belfast, which is, I never thought I'd see it in my lifetime, to see former paramilitary UDA leaders, to see the new government, Peter Robinson and Martin McGuinness, both sides coming together, and then to see Declan Kelly, the U.S. economic envoy appointed by Hillary Clinton to Northern Ireland. He was there and he announced an initiative last Friday, which is a Northern Ireland initiative for students in universities in Northern Ireland, where companies in the United States, which is fantastic, people like GE, Coca-Cola, just to name a few, have gotten on board and going to have the students come over to the U.S. and work in these companies for a year and take the experience that they've learned and bring it back to Northern Ireland to help with the growth and the rebuilding of it. This peace process is very historical because other nations around the world are starting to employ this template for a peace process because, of course, as people, well, it was very clear while I was there that this is not just about two people saying, we'll put down our arms now. Mm-hmm. This is a lot more than that. This is now, how do they get them to the table? When they get to the table, how are they going to concede, you know? Very, very interesting. And then outside of the political side of it, that side of it, that we were just given a glimpse and a snapshot of that. We were able to see, you know, before, the middle and the after a little bit. And then the cultural and historical side of it, which I absolutely, of course, love, which is very much part of my business, as you know, Rachel Gaffney's Real Ireland, which is to show the Americans and people over here what Real Ireland's all about. And to do this trip, it was really interesting. What I did was I went to a website. If you want to tailor your own trip, let's say you decide you want to go to the state, to Ireland and you've never been before. And I have something exciting to share with you that Americans who've got Irish ancestors would be thrilled to hear about. Mm. You can go to this website, www.discoverireland.com. And you can go in there and you can just tailor and look at what you want to do, where you want to go, if it's an ancestral trip you want. But the Minister for Foreign Affairs in Ireland, I was at Farmley House last Sunday for a young leaders conference, and Micheál Martin is the Minister for Foreign Affairs, and he announced an initiative for Americans who've got Irish ancestors. You know how they can get a passport, and it stops at a certain generation. I can't remember if it's third generation or where, but you know, where you can get your passport. After that, it stops.
Right.
So they're going to issue some special program, like a certificate of Irishness or authenticity or something that they're going to start, which sounds really corny, but it's not. It's going to be of huge historical value. I know one lady in particular in Kansas City, somebody that you and I may both know, Tom Stevenson's mother. She's 93 years of age. She's Irish, and it stops just before her.
Wow.
And all she wants is to be recognized as being Irish. She's never been there.
Wow.
So she will be entitled to get this through this new program, and it'll be wonderful.
I like that. Okay, so discoverireland.com. That's pretty easy to remember. Rachel, you sound so tired, but you sound like you had an incredible trip. Thanks so much for sharing with us. That was interesting.
Oh, no worries. And I filmed, actually, over there for the last 4 days.
Wow.
The weather was phenomenal. Sun, blue skies, down in Wicklow. I was interviewing Fisherman Kate on one of the things when I was interviewing the fisherman. The fisherman, I'll leave you on this one if you want. The fisherman, typical Irish, never bothered to change his tone of voice at all. As I was interviewing him, I was leaning up against the boat, you know, holding on to the edge of this giant trawler. And as I was interviewing him, he was answering the question. And in the answer, he said, "Now, of course, if I were you, I wouldn't be standing where you're standing." And I said, "I beg your pardon?" And he said, "Well, you're leaning against the trawler, and it's actually on its way out to sea right now, and you're going to fall in." And this is all on tape. And just as he said that, the trawler started to move off. I started to fall into the water, and they all had to catch me and pull me back in again.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's
I'm hoping
a good
they don't
one.
Use that part.
I'm glad you shared that with us, too.
Okay.
Rachel, thanks. Get some shut-eye again.
Okay,
we appreciate
thanks.
It. Bye-bye. Oh, that's funny. The American Ireland Fund. How about that? Interesting, too. Lots of pieces of information there with the Queen going over to Ireland. That's a very, very big deal. She's absolutely right about it. It's funny. It's much bigger than the Queen going to Wimbledon. She hadn't been to Wimbledon in 30-some years, and they made such a big deal about it. I was watching the coverage, and they had all these pre-produced pieces. Imagine the Queen going to Ireland, just how big that will be. Odds and Ends on the flip side.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount.
It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th.
Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo. Financial reform, ooh-hoo, how about it? It's still not done, and I don't know that we want it to be D-O-N-E. From what I hear, that's being stuck in this huge overhaul. Who better to join us on the show than our pal, money man for ATN, Saul Album, who is fresh from an overseas visit to Norway. Hey, Saul, how are you?
Greetings. Greetings. Back in Dallas, and glad to be back stateside.
But let me ask you this question. Norway is supposed to be one of those countries where everybody is happy. In fact, it was voted the happiest place on Earth, besides Disneyland, of course, but I heard the exchange rate is good. Was that accurate?
Oh my God! It was. You go to a burger joint there, and it's about $20 for a hamburger. I went to the Hard Rock Cafe, and it was about $38 for a burger. So. Yeah, it's yes. yeah. You don't even want to see the bottles of wine there. Yeah, it's ridiculous. So
okay, so
yeah,
why? So the exchange rate isn't good.
You can't even take your date to McDonald's. I mean, it's like really expensive. It's kind of nice,
crazy,
actually, to take your date to McDonald's over there.
No kidding. But having said that, then why is it the happiest place on earth? Because the people there have a lot of money, right?
Yeah, yeah, they are all loaded. And here's the deal. Okay, now, if you look at Saudi Arabia, you got a bunch, you have a kleptocracy. That's where you have the ruling family that's just basically owns the oil wealth and then kind of sprinkles some money here and there around into the community. Okay, so it'd be like if Tony Soprano ran the government. Okay, and then, you know, he's not such a bad guy. He didn't want to kill anybody too much. Same as royal family. Okay, so but imagine instead of the royal family, it was a socialist government, right? Or maybe like a really strong Obama government. Okay, and then basically they have about 4.5 million people. It's maybe the size of Miami plus, or maybe Denver plus some surrounding communities, and then they have all this oil wealth pumping in. So, you know, of course it's the happiest place on earth because it's socialist. But they're not running out of people's money. They're just getting it pumped in from the oil, and that should last for another 15 years or so, 15 to 18 years.
Interesting. I mentioned before we went to you about this financial reform, and I just got an email, tonight is like text night to my iPhone. My iPhone works, it's not the new one. So I just got a text from somebody who's in Washington saying they're still burning the Midnight Plus oil on this Wall Street bill, you know, this financial reform. What's your take on it? Or is it thumbs up or thumbs down from your point of view?
Well, you know, a couple things that it's kind of like they're defanging Frankenstein's monster. The whole reason why the banks can do whatever they want is because they're federally guaranteed. So nobody really cares. Like what, you know, me and you don't really care what Bank of America does because we know our deposits are insured. So we're just like, whatever, you know, Frankenstein can go ahead and run around. Now, what they're defanging is they're trying to not allow them the banks to have their own hedge funds inside of them. Two, they are trying to change the tax code on venture capital and private equity, raise it up. And number three, they're trying to regulate over-the-counter bets, like Warren Buffett's bet on France. I don't know if you saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Warren Buffett's insurance company took out a bet that France would not win the World Cup. They would have had to pay out $30 million, but France didn't win, so they collect the premium on that. So, you know, is it thumbs up, thumbs down? You know, thumbs down. They need to totally rip through, but it's not as bad as it seems because the banks are effectively hedge funds playing with other people's dollars, and they need to stop. And over-the-counter derivatives regulation is okay. It's some of the more benign. So basically, you know, Frankenstein's monsters are still running around, but its teeth are not as sharp, and its fangs are taken off. So we'll be able to see if now, what does this mean for your listeners? That means that all the banks' profits are going to go down, which means they're going to try to jack up fees.
That's
for
right.
All the little guys.
Yeah.
If it's even profitable to have accounts. Thing is, like, people don't realize it's not really profitable to have the average person's account. It's the business accounts that make all the money in the, mm-hmm. in the trading. So, you know, what you're going to start seeing is a lot of banks that are just be like, you only make $150,000 a year? Well, all right, maybe we'll let you open up an account with us. You just don't make enough money on small accounts. So, you know, maybe you'll pay some more fees to make up for it.
That's exactly what I say. It's the fees that are going to get you, or the Bank of Mexico, I mean Bank of America. they'll be sticking you with those fees, trust me. And it's interesting. I'm glad you brought up the thing about the hedge fund. It's what they call the so-called Volcker rule after the former Fed Reserve chairman, and that's the whole thing about the banks, like you said, owning hedge funds and trading for their own accounts. So there are some people certainly on eggshells about that on the other side of it.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of the other side and eggshells, just for your listeners to know, Spain's banks are becoming insolvent also, just to lessen up. And Hungary also just had their second failed government auction in a row. Now, what does this mean for the listeners is that in Greece, which represented about 3% of the euro economy that just fell off the cliff, right? I don't know if your listeners caught the news that they're auctioning off the islands, right?
Yes. You know, crazy.
That, but Spain represents 10% of the European Union and is the 10th largest economy in the world. They already have a 20% unemployment rate. So we may see a systemic collapse if they're going to have to go in and bail out Spain. We will see inflation and a dramatic slowdown. So, you know, we need to be careful of the companies that are doing a lot of business in Spain. So take a look at your portfolios and talk with your financial advisors.
Yeah, that's one of the craziest headlines I think I've ever read, although I knew where it was coming from. You know, I mentioned this, had to dig about the iPhone, but Steve Jobs is incredible. I mean, Apple, where is that stock going to go? It dipped down a little bit today, but still it's at a pretty high mark. A lot of people are bullish on Apple. What do you think?
You know, I think the future is going to be Facebook, Apple and Google, and then they're just cannibalizing where Microsoft used to be. Like, where, you know, where did Microsoft go? I don't know. But you know, I'm a little more bullish on Apple, but their trading is really high now. You know, probably on Apple, I'd wait for a few pull downs. You know, we're going to have some pull downs in the market. Probably fairly soon. I look at it as a nice buying opportunity. This goes to show you what good management does. Okay, and when you have a passionate, unbelievable manager, can do anything. And also, it goes to show you how a businessman can change the world. And for the good. Look how many people look at that. So I'd like to try. You know, last I saw it was around 180 a share. You know, I remember you and I talking about it, you know, 3 years ago or mm-hmm. about 4 years ago when it was at 80, saying, how nice is it then? But,
now it's 260. Now it's 269. Now it's 269. Isn't that incredible?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, 269. I don't know. I think that's I haven't seen. You know what? I wouldn't be comfortable telling people to get into that.
That's high.
No, I wouldn't. No, not yet. Not yet. But
no, it's too high.
Google first.
Yeah, that's what I'd say the same thing. I mean, I agree with you that, I mean, we were talking about Apple when it was so low. That's why it's so amazing how high it's climbed. But it's not the time necessarily to get in, for sure. So it's always great to talk to you on America Tonight. You add so much when you come on. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again down the road.
Okay, I was waiting for some Norwegian jokes.
I don't have any.
maybe for next time, okay.
Save them for next time. Thanks, Saul.
Yeah. All right, thanks.
Bye-bye. Hey, you know, it's funny, we're talking about Apple there, and it's like this guy that was involved with Apple, his name is Ron Wayne. If you go to AmericaTonight.net and you click on features and you go to Blunder of the Day, check it out, because I wrote a little thing about him and posted a picture. This poor guy, he was at Apple at the very beginning. He sold his stock, and he had company stock, 10% of it. He got $800 for it. If he had hung on to his 10% today, it would be worth $22 billion. $22 billion. Turns out that he had been involved with some startups in the past, was worried he'd get burned again. So CNN dug up the story on this guy, Ron Wayne. I guess he gets his 15 minutes of fame, but man, I'd rather have the money, to be sure. Keep it on America Tonight.